community. He said, I want to be able to serve as many people as possible. He's an incredible administrator in helping to organize everything like this. And I think it would be great, since he has spearheaded this, if you would stand to your feet just for a moment and just to welcome our associate pastor, Pastor David McClintock, to the podium to speak to you today.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much. Listen, all, we just want you to know we love you this morning. We love you. We wanted to reach out to you. We want to let you know that we're just not a church that's stuck inside these four walls. But we had last week, or actually the week before, we had a team of 30 to 40 volunteers. We went out and canvassed the neighborhoods, and we handed out flyers, went door to door. Did anyone get some of those flyers? Did anyone see the flyer that we handed out door to door? Yeah, we got some hands here. We went out because we wanted to reach you, and we wanted to minister to you today. And listen, y'all, there are so many groceries. There is so much fun stuff. There's so much stuff that we got for y'all. I'm excited because we're just going to give it to you, and we just wanted to love on you today. Is that okay? Is that okay? We just love on you? Amen. 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 Well, before we do that, don't worry. I'm not long-winded. I promise I won't go for an hour and a half and we'll go through the whole Bible. I promise I won't do that this morning. But we are going to study just a little bit of the Word while others are coming in, and then we're going to jump right into the festivities. Is that okay? All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Miss Alita. Thank you. Thank you to the praise team. Thank you to all of those who have volunteered. Countless hours and countless volunteers have been here till 1 a.m., 2 a.m. getting this event ready for you, because we love you and want to minister to you. Amen. But first, I've come to ask everyone this morning, have you ever had a problem in life for a long time? And maybe you're asking, where is the answer to this problem? Or maybe you're asking, when will this problem ever be over? Anyone ever been in one of those positions before? You ever dealt with something for a long time and you're asking, when is this finally going to be over? Or maybe you're asking, why did someone do something to me a long time ago? I didn't ask for it. I didn't deserve it. But yet it was still done to me, and it was still wrong done unto me. Or anyone ever thought in this place this morning, is this all that's left for me? Is this all that's left for this life? And you may be asking those questions this morning. You may be having some wondering, pondering things that is going on in your life. But I've come to tell you about an answer this morning, an answer to all those questions, an answer to all of life's problems, and I have that answer for you. But before we get to that answer, let's read. Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. It says, Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. So I want you to imagine Jesus is walking, and there's a large crowd all around Jesus. Watch this, verse 25. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had a problem in her body for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. So here in this story, we find a woman with a problem for 12 long years. I don't know about y'all, but I remember when I was in school, when they say you had homework, that was my problem for the next 30 minutes. That was an issue, that was a problem. And I was like, oh, Lord, if they keep giving me homework, I'm going to drop out of school. And I was in second grade. Come on, all you second graders know what I'm talking about. And it was a problem. And some of us in here, children, adults, everyone in here, some of you may have a problem this morning. But I want you to see is that this woman had a problem for 12 years. 12 years is a long time. I don't know about y'all, but man, just sticking to a diet for 3 months, that's hard enough for me. Amen. It's okay to laugh in church. Amen. And so she had a problem for 12 years. And not only that, but she went to somebody. She went to some people that would give her the answer. The Bible says she went to many, many doctors. Anyone ever been to the doctor before? We got some good doctors. And she went to the people she thought would give her the answer. But yet those people gave her no answer. They simply made it worse. I know that's hitting deep this morning. And what's crazy about all that is not only did they make it worse for her, but she spent all her money she had on these doctors, and then she began to have nothing left. Could you imagine you went to someone for an answer, you gave them all your money, and in the end, they only made your life worse. I don't know about y'all, but I'd be asking for a refund. I need a refund. I need cash back plus 10%. Amen. Because I'm not leaving here, and you can make it worse for me. You ain't taking my money like that. And so this woman, for 12 years, she had this problem. I want you to imagine with me for a moment the feelings she's feeling. She's feeling despair. She's feeling fear. She's feeling hopelessness. She's feeling there's nothing left for me. There's nothing left for my family. I've lost everything. And for some of you this morning, that may be the same thing. You may be feeling this is all that's left. I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I'm trying to find an answer, Pastor David, and I cannot find the answer. Maybe some of you this morning went to some people who you thought would make it better, but in the end, they actually made it worse. But I've come to bring you good news this morning, my friends, that there is one answer that can solve all those problems. There is one answer that can take care of all those long years of hurt, all those long years of pain, and I'm about to tell you about that answer in just a moment. So let's go to verse 27 through verse 28. Watch this. She had heard about Jesus. So there's the crowd, and this woman's in the crowd. And she heard about this man named Jesus, this carpenter's son, this man that performed these weird miracles and signs and wonders and all that weird stuff. And she heard about this guy, and she heard about him, and she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. Verse 28, watch this. For she thought to herself before she touched him, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Now, what I want us to get from this story, from this real historical story, is that she heard about Jesus. She didn't know Jesus fully. She didn't know all the details. She didn't have the theology degree. She didn't have the college degree. He wasn't going to church all the time. She simply heard about a man named Jesus. You may not have all the details this morning. You may not know all about him this morning. But hear me today. There is a man, and his name is Jesus. And we just come to love on you this morning with the love of Jesus, because it's his love that changed our lives. And it's his love that can change your life. But this woman, she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe. And in other translations, it says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Now, the hem is the very bottom of his robe, which means the bottom of his jeans. I want you to imagine Jesus in some jeans, right? He's got those nice jeans on. He's got the Converse on. He's walking through the crowd. And this woman said, if I can just touch the very bottom of his jeans, my whole life will be changed. You see, this woman had determination. There are some things in our lives we have got to have determination. And I want to encourage you, my friends, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your determination. Don't lose your endurance. Don't you give up, because there's been a lot of us that we can testify in this church. A lot of our church members can testify. It's just about the moment when you thought you would give up. That's the moment that Jesus comes through for you. That's the moment when someone touches your life. I've come to encourage you this morning. Don't you give up. Please, don't ever give up in your life. We are here to help you. We're here to minister to you. And that's what this woman said to herself. She said, if I can just get to him, if I can just touch his robe, I know my answer is there. You see, this woman didn't focus on the past 12 years anymore. I want you to notice that the Bible doesn't say she thought about the past 12 years and she thought about what everyone did to her, and she thought about all the hurt. She thought about all the pain. She thought about all the disappointment and the hopelessness. But no, she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. You see, my friends, you got to understand this morning that what possesses your mind is what produces fruit in your life. Her action started with a thought first. If we want our lives to change, it not only has to start in our hearts, but it has to start in our minds. We have to begin to think to ourselves, if I can just get to Jesus, I know my life will change. I've got to have determination, and I know my life will change. But it starts with our thoughts first. I've come to encourage you this morning. There may be some things that happened to you in your life that I can only imagine that it was hurtful. It was painful. It was a lot for you. It was a lot for your family. But I've come to encourage you this morning. The Bible says if you cast all your cares upon him, he will renew your strength. And if you need strength this morning, all you've got to do is cast all those cares upon Jesus. All you've got to do is cast all those hurts upon Jesus. All you've got to do is lay those things down. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. And watch you find your answer at the feet of Jesus. That's good. Amen. You see, you don't have to know every single detail about him, but you just got to believe in your heart that he can and he will come through for you. You see, because belief is where faith starts. And you see, you have to understand, whatever has number one seat in your mind dictates where your life is going to go. There's been a lot of us congregants in here, a lot of members of this church, who were transformed by the renewing of their minds. And we want to encourage you this morning that you can have the same changed life. You can have the same renewing life by the changing of your mind. You see, because what you think leads to what you do. And you see, this woman did not let others' actions determine what she thought in her mind. She did not let what the doctors did to her determine how her life would turn out. She did not let what other people talked about her, what other people looked down upon her. She did not let what they said, what they did to her determine what she was going to do with her life. She was determined to have hope. She was determined to have faith. And you see, this woman was determined. Anybody ever know someone that's just extremely determined? My grandma was extremely determined. You went to a restaurant, she was determined to get that bread before she ate. If this waiter don't bring the bread right now, we're going to have a problem. She was determined. She didn't let nobody delay the bread coming to the table. She said, I want the bread and I want the butter. Anybody ever know someone from the old generation, they got to have a piece of bread before they eat? Come on, somebody. Amen. That was my grandma. She was a determined woman. And I want to encourage you that this woman in this Bible, she was determined. She said to herself, if I can just touch him, I'll be healed. But she had to get past something. You know what that something was? The crowd. There are some things in your life that will never change until you get past the crowd. The crowd meaning your family members who don't approve of you. The crowd meaning your friends who only like you if you do things their way. We have any kids in here? You got some friends that only like you if you do things their way? Come on. I know all about that. When I was in school, y'all, I was pushed to the side because I wouldn't do things the way others did things. And don't let me tell you this morning, don't let the enemy trick you, young kids, into thinking that you got to blend in with everybody. You got to do what everyone else does to have friends, to have a body, to have a family. Because I come to tell you this morning, this lady in the Bible, she was determined. She went through the crowd. And sometimes little youth, little kids, you've got to make your way through the crowd. You've got to be disapproved by some friends. And when you do that, I'm telling you, there's a greater blessing for you. There's a greater life for you. There's greater healing for you. Because the answer is not found in my friends, but the answer is found in Jesus. Woo! Amen. So sometimes, saints of God, my friends this morning, you've got to get past the crowd. Some of you adults this morning, the crowd is the boss that don't like you. And all the adults were like, yes, the pastor's speaking this love in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it's the boss that don't like you. Sometimes it's the coworkers who don't like you, who they will give you pushback. You see, this woman, this crowd around Jesus was large, and this woman pressed through that crowd. And how many knows when you press through a crowd, people be like, why'd you just touch me like that? Why'd you just push me like that? Why are you up in my space like that? There are some times in your life when you are pressing for a change, when you're pressing for a newness of life, your surroundings ain't always gonna like it. Your friends ain't always gonna like it. Sometimes your own family ain't always gonna like it. But I want to encourage you this morning, if you can just press through the crowd, if you can just get through those trials, if you can just get through those pains, there is an answer waiting for you. It's not that Jesus don't see you, but he wants to see your determination. He wants to see your faith, because I want to encourage you and give you hope this morning. There is an answer waiting for you and your families, but you've just got to press through the crowd. No matter what others think, no matter what others say about me, you've got to press through the crowd. You see, this lady pressed through the crowd, and I can imagine this crowd even was looking down on her, looking at her like, how dare you press through the crowd like that, pushing everyone out of the way to get to Jesus. What's your big deal getting to Jesus? They were just trying to get a selfie with Jesus, but she was trying to get a touch from Jesus. There are some times there are people out in this world who just want a selfie with Jesus, but I've come to encourage you this morning. If you want a touch with Jesus, he will touch your body. He will touch your mind. He will touch your families. You've just got to be willing to press through the crowd. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You see, others' people's opinions, what other people think, don't determine my actions in my life. And they shouldn't determine your actions in your life either. You see, there is a freedom when we say, your opinion don't matter anymore. Your thoughts don't matter anymore. Because I've got to press through the crowd. And no matter what, you've got to get to what you're seeking. This woman said, if I've got to crawl on the ground. You see, the hymn was at the bottom of his robe. And this woman crawled to Jesus through the crowd, pressed through the crowd. She crawled in the dirt. And how many knows people are probably looking at her like, why are you in the dirt for? Why are you all the way down there for? And some people may have looked at you like that. But I've come to tell you this morning that when you touch Jesus, it don't matter where you are in life. It don't matter how low you've been. It don't matter what valley you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're addicted to. It doesn't matter what you're going through, because all that matters is that Jesus is going to pull you up out of that valley. Jesus is going to pull you up out of that temptation. Jesus is going to pull you up out of that trial, and he will pull you into victory in your life, because the answer is found at the feet of Jesus. And look at verse 29. Look at verse 29. You guys enjoying the word? It's good, isn't it? Verse 29. Immediately, watch this. So she touched him, and immediately the bleeding stopped. Whoa. The issue she had been dealing with for 12 years stopped. And watch this. And she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. What I want you to get from that is that what was happening to her for 12 years stopped in a moment's notice, all because she pressed through the crowd. And there are some things in your life I want to encourage you this morning. The answer is found at the feet of Jesus. You see, some of you may be asking the questions of life this morning. How do I get through this? How do I overcome this? How do I get over this depression? How do I overcome this anxiety? How do I overcome what my mom and dad did to me when I was a kid? How do I overcome them cussing at me, them defriending me? How do I overcome all those things in my life? And the answer for you today, my friends, is found at the feet of Jesus. And when you press through the crowd and get your touch in faith and believe in him, your life can change in a moment's notice. Woo! Thank you, Lord. The answer was found in a moment's notice. Immediately when she touched him. You see, Jesus didn't have to lay hands on her. Jesus didn't have to preach a sermon to her. She didn't have to go to church. But all she realized is, if I can just touch him in faith, I can get my healing. For some of you this morning, I know you may not have been expecting this, the whole service. But the reason why we wanted to do this morning is because we wanted to let you know there is an answer. There is hope. There is love. We want to let you know that you don't have to give up in life. You don't have to let the past 12 years be the rest of your years. You don't have to let the past be the rest of your life. You don't have to let that addiction define you anymore. You don't have to let that pain define you anymore. You don't have to let that child abuse define you anymore, because there is an answer this morning, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he came to die for you, and he died on that cross on Calvary, and he shed his blood for you, and he shed his blood for me too, and we are not better than each other. None of us in here are better than you, and you're not better than us. We are all equal. And we are all looking for an answer. We are all looking for hope. And his name is Jesus. So one thing we can get from that story is that she found her answer. And she was healed. And over the past 12 years, it was reversed in her life. Now watch this. What happened in the Bible is not dead with the Bible. Many people believe, Pastor David, if I close up the book, he doesn't move anymore. But did you know that the answer is still alive today? The answer is still healing today. The answer is still delivering today. And I want to prove it to you for just a moment. Jeff, if you can come here. Jeff, I just want to give some testimonies. We're almost finished. Stay with me. Jeff, come here for a minute. So we want you to know that the answer is still alive today. Now, Jeff, were you in the Bible days?
Nope.
No, praise God. He was not in the Bible days. Amen. He's mature, not old. Amen. Hey. Amen. And all the adults were like, Jesus, I'm mature. I thank you, Lord. I'm mature. Amen. And so he was not in the Bible days, but I want you to see God working in his life. Now, Jeff, when you were unsaved, when you were away from Jesus, you did all kinds of stuff, didn't you? Yeah. And so one of the major things you did was cocaine. So Jeff was a big cocaine guy. Jeff was a big partier guy. Jeff was a big get turned up in the club kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get turned. Jeff was that kind of, he had the long curly hair. He had all the clothes. And Jeff was living a life full of those things. And eventually he found himself empty. Eventually he found himself looking for greater answers. Eventually he found himself looking for something greater. And Jeff got saved. Jeff got filled with the Holy Ghost. Jeff became a disciple of Christ, and he's been delivered from all those drugs. He's been delivered from that lifestyle, and now his life is amazing. Woo! Praise God for that. How long have you been free from all those things?
Drugs and stuff like that. That was in like early 20s.
Early 20s, yeah. So it's been about 20 years since he's been free from those things. I know I just aged him, but no, he's young.
Baby, I look
He looks good. So for 20 years, he's been free. What I want you to know is that the answer is not just freedom for one day, but the answer is freedom for the life, for the rest of your lifetime. You just got to get sold out. You see, you want your life to change. You want things in your life to change. Jeff got sold out to the answer, and the answer was at the feet of Jesus, and his life was changed. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. So we can relate to some of that. Amen. And he's free. He's free. But watch this, it's not just him. You see this man right here up on the praise team singing, right? Watch this. Corey, if you can come here just for a moment. Thank you, Jeff. I want to give two more testimonies, and we're almost there. I promise we're almost done. And watch this. And so Corey, you were in the world of sin for a long time too, weren't you?
Yeah, quite a while.
Quite a while, he said. I was in there for quite a while. I like his country accent. I was in there for quite a while. But what's crazy about that is while he was out in the world, he actually injured his shoulder.
Yeah.
Working asphalt and working in Texas, and he actually injured his shoulder. And he came into church one day, and how far could you have lifted your shoulder before the service?
Just
that far without excruciating pain. But watch this. When he came into church, came looking for an answer, said, Lord, there's got to be something more for me. There's got to be something different for me. How far could you have lifted your shoulder after that day? Now he can lift it all the way up because God healed him. God healed him. Now watch this. You see, I want you to know that the healing power is still alive. Watch this. His right arm, was it your right arm, right? It was the left arm, actually, left arm. He was working in construction and had, what fell on you?
So it actually happened over about 2-month process. So I had my hand crushed by a forklift. And then we were bringing in some rebar inside. We were getting to do a concrete pour. And actually, it slipped off the forklift, flipped me over, knocked me out, broke my elbow, and even landed on my side. And I was in a boot for 3 months, I think so.
So he had a massive injury at work. And he came into church and he said, Pastor David, Apostle Prophetess, we are believing for a healing. And what's crazy is he had this arm in a cast. And it was all bubbled up, wasn't it? Baseball, softball, and what happened in that service?
In that service, we were standing right here, and Prophetess said that she just feels like glory can be shown from this, and Jesus can be, just so many people can be healed from this, and in a matter of 8 minutes, all the swelling went down in my hand. I took my cast off, sitting in that second row right there, took my cast off, and my hand was perfectly fine. I could have full movement. It was just like it is now.
He had full movement in his hand. It was healed instantly. Woo! But watch this. Jesus wasn't done in his life yet. He had a broken elbow. And then we had camp meeting, and he came to camp meeting, and he began to move his elbow, and his elbow was then instantly healed. He did not have to have surgery, didn't have to have a sling anymore. His elbow was instantly healed. I'm telling you, my friends, the answer is still alive today. That just happened this year. We're not talking about testimonies from 30 years ago. We're talking about this year. We want to let you know, my friends, the answer is still alive today. Thank you, Corey. Woo! Thank you, Lord. One more. Miss Megan, my wife, there she is. Y'all, this is my wife, Megan. She's so pretty. I love her. But this can show you that God can use anybody from anywhere and any way. All throughout the Bible, you see God used murderers. God used people who cheated on each other. God used all those people when they gave their life to him. Now watch this, babe. When you were young, you went through some crazy child trauma. She went through some abandonment where her mom almost abandoned her. She went through growing up with that child abandonment and child issues. She grew up with depression, anxiety, fear. She grew up with all those things. She was on medication. She was having to go to therapy. She was having to go to all these things. Is that correct? And what's crazy about that is the people that were supposed to help her just couldn't provide the answer.
That's right.
And for some reason, she couldn't find the answer she was looking for. But one day, she came into church and she said, "Jesus, I'm looking for the answer." And when she got saved and gave her life to Christ, not only did it happen right then, but how many of us,
it was a process.
And through the process of living for Christ, you're free from that child abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
You're free from all depression.
Mm-hmm.
You're free from all fear. You're free from all anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You're free from all that medication.
Mm-hmm.
You're free from all those other things they were having you go to.
Yep.
She's completely and utterly free, and y'all, she's my wife. So what am I trying to tell you by showing you all these people? I'm trying to show you that we're a church made of imperfect people. We're a church made of imperfect people that simply ran to the feet of Jesus, that simply ran to find the answer. We are simply people who said, "I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left to lose except to find Jesus." And the woman with the issue of blood said within herself, "I've got nothing left to lose except to run to Jesus." And this morning, as I come to a close, I want you to know you may come to a place in your life where you have nothing left to lose, but I've come to tell you about the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ, and the answer is still alive today. Thank you, Lord. Woo! So I want you to think for a moment, children, adults, you may not know nothing about Jesus, but today can be your day that everything changes. In this church, we don't judge nobody. But in this church, we're a family that just comes closer and just gets closer to Christ. So I want you to think for a moment. Is today the day that you want your change to happen? Is today the day that you want all the hopelessness to go? Is today the day that you want all of that depression to go? Is today the day that you want all the anxiety to go? Is today the day that you want all the hurt to go? Because I've come to tell you this morning, the answer is in Jesus. So at this time, we're going to have an altar call. For all of you this morning, there's no pressure in here. There's no pressure. I'm not going to force you to come up here and pray. Amen. But for anyone in here who says, "Pastor David, I need to find the answer." Any little kids, any young kids, any adults that say, "I need to find the answer, and I don't know Jesus, but I want to know him. I don't know him right now, but I want to know him for the rest of my life. I want to find the answer at the feet of Jesus." If that's you this morning, in a moment we're going to raise our hands and I'm going to ask you to come down front so I can pray with you. If that's you this morning, if you say, "Pastor David, I want to find hope again. I need to find my strength again." Please believe me, all my friends. This is not fake. This is not dead. This is still alive today. And I know some of you have been going through a lot this week. I know some of you have been going through a lot of pain. And I know and I understand and I feel you just as Jesus feels you. But he wants you to know this morning that if you just run to him, the answer is here for you. So this morning, we're going to have a call for salvation. I would ask everyone to bow their heads and close their eyes. And if there be anyone in the room who says, "Pastor David, I need the answer, and I want to know Jesus for the rest of my life, and I want to say I'm dedicated and I'm going to serve him, even through imperfections, even through mistakes, I'm going to serve him." All those who want to say, "I need more in my life, I need healing in my life, I need peace in my life, and I want to know Jesus because the answer is at his feet," I'm going to ask you to raise your hand on the count of three. Everyone else, keep your heads down and eyes closed. Don't be afraid to lift those hands. Because there's some of you this morning, if you're afraid, you've got to know that you've got to press through the crowd. Press through the opinions. Press through what others might think of you. Because I'm telling you, the answer is worth it. The answer is worth it, and he can change your life. One, the answer will bring you hope again. The answer will bring you love again. Two, if you want to know Jesus for the rest of your life. Three, go ahead and raise your hand this morning. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I see your hands. I see your hands. I see your hand, buddy. It's okay. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hands. I see your hands. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of you young children or any adults who raise their hand, come on this way. Don't worry. I'm not going to bite you. I promise. I invite you, come this way. Just come this way. I want to pray with you. All of you who lifted your hands, come this way. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. I won't hurt you. Hey, buddy. Turtles. I love the turtles. Come this way. Praise God. Can we give a hand clap for all those coming who want salvation? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Awesome. Praise the Lord. Now, can I have you guys just stand right here in front of me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, buddy. Can I have you turn around, face me? There we go. Thank you. Come in here, buddy. Hey, man. Shake your hand. Hey, buddy. Go ahead and join hands. Go ahead and join hands. It's okay. Join hands. There you go. And then join hands right here. All right. Okay. Wow, we're so thankful. Thank you, Lord, for those who want to be saved and know Jesus. All right, all we're going to do here is I'm going to have you repeat a prayer after me, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to focus in your heart, and I want you to think about Jesus, how he died on the cross for you. He was beaten for your transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. And listen, y'all, your life doesn't have to stay the same. I want you to just think about Jesus for a moment, reaching down to you in love, and we're going to repeat this prayer together. Are you ready? Okay, let's say this together. Say, dear Jesus, I confess I've sinned. And Jesus, I need you. I want you. And Jesus, today I give my life to you. And Jesus, no matter what happens, I will give you my life. No matter what happens, I will seek you. No matter what happens, you have brought me joy. You have brought me peace. And Jesus, I turn from all those things of my previous life. And Jesus, today I walk in newness of life. And I accept you in my heart right now. I accept you in my heart right now. And Jesus, I thank you, and my life is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Praise God, praise God. High five, buddy. High five, high five, high five. All right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, all these little kids here who just got saved this morning, I want you to meet up with our children's pastor, Miss Jessica. She's going to be back in the back, and she's going to be ministering today. But all those children who just got saved, we want you to be involved in the church. All the other children that are in here today, we want you to be involved as well. You do not have to go through this life alone. Trust me. We are here to support you. We're here to help you, and we're here to love you. And at this church, we want you to know that there's more for your life. There's more for your families. And man, we've got so many people in this church, even Cornelius right here, one of our main ushers, freed from prison, freed from drugs, at the feet of Jesus. I feel you, Lord. Listen to me this morning. There are some of you who are still asking questions in your mind. What's next for me? And as you go through the rest of this day, just know, at Eagle Heights, we have the answer. We have the answer for you. And as you come in, we'll love you. Even if you guys sit in the back row, we love you. Even if you want us to come to your house, we will love you. We will come and pray for you. If you ever need help, we are here for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, I just want to pray a corporate blessing over the body, and then we'll move on to our festivities. Is that okay? Because I love y'all. I have compassion for all of you, and man, I just can't wait to give to you this morning. It's just, I'm so excited. So all of our members, all the people up front, let's spread our hands this way. Praise team, spread your hands this way. And I want you just to receive this corporate blessing. Receive it into your life. Father, we thank you for today, and we speak blessings over these people. We speak blessings over these children. We speak blessings over these families. Lord, as they go to school, Lord, you would give them knowledge like never before. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are protecting these children as they go to school. You're protecting mom and dad as they go to work, as they provide. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing over their household, a blessing, God, over everything in their lives. We decree and declare a blessing over them, over their families. We thank you, God, they're going to begin to see a newness of life, a change of life. And God, we thank you that the seed planted shall multiply 30, 60, and 100-fold. And God, we thank you, Lord, help them, Lord, to feel your love through many, many, many churches. Help them to feel your love, God, today and forevermore. And Father, we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands this morning. Woo! Wow. I pray that the message blessed you. I pray that our altar time blessed you. I'm so excited that those young kids decided to give their life to Christ. That's so amazing. Woo! Thank you, Lord. So amazing. But at this time, we're going to move on to our festivities. Now, what do we want you to know?